Red Eye. Red Eye.
Erratic Asthmatic.
Asthmatic.
A podcast with Red Eye and Erratic Asthmatic. Hey, what's good, everybody? We're back on the podcast of Red Eye and Erratic Asthmatic. I am your host, Red Eye. And I'm here with my co-host,
Erratic Asthmatic.
Yes.
Welcome back again.
Welcome back.
Another episode, another week's gone by, another month has gone by. No, I say this like every fucking episode, but like time be flying.
It's just unbelievable to you at this point.
Yeah, it's just baffling. Every day I wake up like, wow, another day.
Another day. I made it. Like, wait, what?
Yeah. Once again.
You were not supposed to in the first place. Then.
Yeah. Didn't intend to make it this far.
Yeah. Stick on my toes, stick on my fingers.
Yeah, stretch. Drink a glass of water.
Oh man, I just had like a stretch a few nights ago. Mm-hmm. I was like, I need to stretch the shit out of myself, and then like,
yeah.
But I'm in bed, right? So when you stretch in bed, it's different. So it's like you're lying down and you're like,
yeah.
So I was stretching,
you get that
and
full range.
And then I got a cramp on my foot at the bottom of my foot, like the worst one.
Yeah,
and I'm just in bed. I'm like, I was like, don't move, go back to sleep.
Yeah.
I was like, no, I need to wake up. The whole point of stretching was waking up.
Yeah. Oh no,
sleep with the pain.
Yeah. that is the worst cramps that you can get. Sometimes I get them. Yeah, sometimes like the most of the cramps that I get are on the bottom of my foot.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's either that, you know, I haven't gotten like a Charlie horse in a long time. You know, the thigh cramps?
Yeah, the thigh cramps.
Or the calf cramps.
The calf cramps. Something like that. Yeah, I used to get that a lot.
Yeah, I haven't gotten one of those in a long time. It's a matter of time.
It's going to come day.
It's going to come one day. It's got to, you know.
I had a cramp by just sitting down like a month ago or something. I was just sitting down and all of a sudden I felt a cramp on my, like, not even on my calf. It was like under the calf. I don't know how to explain. It's like between the calf and the ankle.
Between the calf and the ankle, yeah.
It's like, I don't know. I was like, I'm just sitting down though. Like, I'm not doing anything.
What did I do to catalyze?
Yeah. And then you're like trying to stretch it out, like the pain doesn't go away and it's like still there, and now I'm limping and shit. Like,
yeah,
people are like, oh, you think you're a thug? And I was like, no, I got a problem.
This is a health concern.
Yeah.
It don't concern you.
This is not my G-walk.
Yeah. Promise you that's better.
I just need to get some milk.
Give me some water, please. Dehydrate. Yeah, I don't. Oh, you know what I got recently? I heard you were having some relief with that massage gun.
Uh huh.
So I got myself one too. Yeah, because my neck has recently like been very. I don't know what I like. If I'm just consistently sleeping wrong.
Yeah.
But my neck has not been agreeing with me. And it's actually helped.
It actually helps,
At first, I was very sore. Like, I used it for, like, you know, 10 minutes or so. Because I was, like, trying to really...
Yeah.
Yeah. Like afterwards, like, an hour later, it was a bit sore. I think I probably, you know, went a little bit too hard.
Hmm.
So, like, it came back with a little bit of soreness. But, like, yeah, over the course of a day, it actually helped a lot.
Yeah, it helps a lot. Like, I mean, I've also been, like, sleeping in weird positions sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's always, like, you know, while you're sleeping, you feel like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Ah, shit. You know.
Why?
So, and then I just use a massage gun. And just, like, you know, let it do its thing.
Yeah.
And then, it kind of goes away after 30 minutes or something. But then it's like, it's not permanent, but it does like relieve, like at least most of the tension. Yeah.
Yeah. Of course it's not permanent.
Yeah.
It'd be, imagine you get a massage. That would be magical. It's just like permanent relief. Yeah.
Yeah.
Never feel an ache again.
That would definitely be like, a television ad, you know, like,
yeah,
have you always had those pains?
Yeah, get the ShamWow guy to demonstrate it.
Get this, like never before.
Like never before.
You don't need to go to masseuse.
Limited time offer. Batteries not included. Some restrictions may apply.
Apply.
Side effects
may include.
Delusion. Yeah. And like, death. Like, wait, what? Wait,
heart attacks may be included. Like, wait, what? Yeah. Heart attacks?
Hold on now. High risk, high reward. Yeah, have you used the multiple attachments?
No, I only used
mine.
I
came
only
with
used
four.
Yeah, mine also came with like four or five, but I only used one.
Yeah, it's the ball, right?
Yeah, like a round ball, and then it's like a bit like a springy thing.
Yeah,
not spring, but like if you like push it, it's kind of
slightly spongy.
Yeah,
ever so slightly spongy.
Yeah, it's not too hard, you know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's the one I use. Otherwise, there's like a really tiny one. I'm like, what is this for? Like, what?
Yeah, I looked at it. It's for like specifically for your joints, like to get
inside
an area, like in between your elbow and shit.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
I'm like, yeah.
don't.
I'm gonna tear something inside my
body.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like you start creating other injuries that was never there before. You're just like, ah. I never knew I had this pain before.
I never knew I even had this muscle.
Yeah.
What is this joint?
What is this? Ah, I just popped a vein. Like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Not
dislocated my elbow. Fuck.
Medical attention now.
Yeah. Have you ever dislocated something?
Dislocated? No, I wouldn't say this. Nah, well, yeah, my thumbs. When I play basketball. Fingers in general.
Ouch.
But then it's always like on the spot, just, kah, you know.
Yeah.
You're just like, it feels normal now. Like, no, it doesn't. Yeah. In the moment, it's just adrenaline, you know, adrenaline.
Yeah.
You're just like, oh, okay, I don't feel it. I don't feel the pain anymore. Then you go home. You're like, ah.
Yeah.
you know, like the guy from My Hero Academia, was his name?
Yeah.
Deku? No, what's his name?
Yeah. Deku is his.
His nickname. But like when he always was using his fingers to use the power, and then he always dislocates his fingers.
Yeah.
That's how I used to feel when I go home. I was like,
ouch. Yeah. I never dislocated anything, so I don't know how it feels. I have broken something before, but I've never dislocated.
Yeah, I know. Just my fingers. I dislocated. Like my nose is broken. Broke my ankle, but not dislocated. Yeah, I don't know, my ankle was broken. I just thought it was like a twisted ankle,
sore.
And it was just swollen for like 2 months, and I was like, that's not normal.
Damn. Yeah.
and then one day I just put it, like, you know, because you just keep it on elevation and ice.
Yeah, rice, rest,
yeah,
ice,
rice,
compress,
yeah.
Elevate, yeah,
so that's what I was doing. And then one day while I was sleeping, I just hear, like, I was like, because my foot was up, you know, I put like pillows and everything on top. And then I was like, I strapped the whole leg with a bandage and everything. And while I was sleeping, I was like trying not to turn, but I need to turn a bit because, like, you know, like, you can't sleep on your back the whole night.
Yeah,
you can't sleep on your back the whole night. And then I just hear, ka-ka-pa-pa! And I was like, oh,
what just happened?
It's like natural, just. I just put it back or something like that. Like,
yeah.
And I was like, oh, the pain is gone. But the swelling was still there. So it was kind of weird.
Just instant relief.
Like, just instant relief while I was sleeping. I was just like, now I can sleep on my belly.
Yeah. that's the good part. It's like, I can turn.
Now I can turn around. Life goals.
Life goals. I'm not looking forward to when like I get older and injuries become more common for the little shit. Like I like also, sitting.
Yeah, but also old injuries come back.
Yeah, like, that's true. Yeah.
You're like, oh, the pain from 98. Oh shit.
Yeah. Come back to haunt me.
Yeah.
One of these days my collarbone's gonna just like snap in half again. I'm like, yeah. You never healed fully or what?
We would never heal.
Never.
It's just an illusion.
Yeah, especially the cramps. I'm not looking forward to cramps because I like sitting, you know, like the crisscross. Like that's actually how I'm sitting now. Like I'm sitting on an office chair.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like crisscross, like my feet are under my thighs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's how I usually sit as well.
Yeah, one of these days I'm gonna sit there and then my entire leg is just going to cramp up. I'm not looking forward to it.
Just be like, yeah, those days are over, bro.
Yeah, well, you got to sit like an adult.
Yeah.
Just sit up straight. Sit up straight. Sit on the chair normally, feet planted on the floor.
Be like the robot just sitting on a wooden chair.
Yep. Gotta have like a very sturdy like stick that I'm taped to keep my posture upright.
Yeah. Or you got tie sticks to your legs to keep them.
Tie sticks to my legs, yeah.
Just to keep them, like, you know.
Yeah. Like those old, the medical, like the braces that people use for polio.
Oh, yeah.
Just have those, but have recreational. Recreational, yeah. Polio equipment.
It's like, why do you have these? You don't know.
You don't even know the struggle.
You don't even know.
You'll grow old one day. You'll find out. What does that mean?
You find out the hard way. To
it. Yeah.
And that's one of the things also most kind of like I panic about sometimes. Because I've had so many injuries. and like cramps and like especially my legs, you know, in recent years. Because... Yeah, I don't know. It's like, because sometimes I just wake up and it's like, I'm limping all of a sudden. I was like, why am I limping? Yeah. I'm like, what did I do yesterday? Or like my knee is just like, I'm like, it's already happening. You know, but I don't have that anywhere else yet. So that's the thing.
Yet.
That's why I say yet. And that's why I'm like also like a bit like, wary of these type of things. I'm just like, hey man, I gotta buy these ankle straps, knee straps.
Yeah.
Like I just wear them for no reason.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing? I'm staying strapped, bro. You know? You never know what's gonna happen. Any minute right now. Any minute.
You never know what's gonna happen out in these streets. Yeah. I'm gonna pop a kneecap.
But you're sitting on your bed. It's like stethoscopes. It's like, how did you get in my house?
Yeah. Get out of here. Don't be judging me.
And who are you in the first place? Sheets? I don't even know your name.
I'm gonna call the police. You're breaking and entering.
He's like, no, I'm breaking and being concerned. Like, that's what I'm doing.
Yeah. Trying to be helpful.
Yeah. It's also like when I'm walking up the stairs sometimes, I'm like, I was like, why is this hurting? Why is this hurting?
Yeah.
Like this whole time we were walking fine.
Yeah. All of a sudden
on step number four. Now we got a cramp, or now we got a limp. Like,
man, I've been doing like whenever I go to the gym for cardio,
yeah,
I do the stair machine.
Oh, yeah,
that shit is brutal. I do it for like 30 minutes too.
Damn,
I'm just walking upstairs and not going anywhere. I'm stationary stair walking.
Imaginary stair walking, just like, what is my goal? I don't know.
Yeah.
At least if you climb the Empire State Building, you know where you're going.
Like, yeah. in the gym. I'm just like,
looking in the air.
Am I walking towards death?
Yeah, try not to embarrass yourself. Everyone looking at you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, it's tough. Like, when you're on the stairs, like, that's a sweater. Like, you sweat when you're on the stairs.
Yeah, but it's also, like, also cardio.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
yeah,
your heart is just like... <it's>, like, why is exactly he crying?
I hear it every time. That's why I put earbuds in, so yeah. I don't hear my heart.
You just go hear yourself. Just like, don't listen to myself. Don't listen to myself.
Yeah. If I can't hear it, it's not there.
Yeah. That's what some people say about their children.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Dark humor coming at you live.
Yeah. Brought to you by neglectful parents.
And Raycon earbuds.
And Raycon earbuds. Never listen to your children again. Noise canceling action.
Noise canceling.
Man. Yeah. That's another you know what? I'm adding that to the list of reasons I don't want kids.
What?
Because I want to listen to my music. Oh. I don't want to have to be consistently aware.
Yeah. Just like, ah. I'm like, who's that?
Is this a new part of the song?
Like, that's the shit. That's right.
Yeah, that was, yeah. This is a bop. It's a classic.
That's what I'm talking about. I don't know. I had this in my playlist. Like,
I'm gonna have to like this song for next time.
Came on at the right time.
On stair number 74.
Shit.
Yeah. Went for a walk. Like, was it yesterday? No, 2 days ago. 2 days ago, I went for a walk. My legs are still sore. I walked for like a fucking hour.
Ah, okay. I was going to be like, how long did you walk that you were sore? So, like, where did you go?
just walking around, you know, seeing the nature, the environment. And yeah, it was like a straight hour. Like, I didn't sit down at all. It was like a straight hour of just walking on different terrains too. Like, I went up curbs, I went down curbs.
Dang.
And like one step here and there, you know.
You're living life on the edge, man. You gotta take it
skip across some puddles because it was rainy. I know, right? You gotta take it easy.
People out here concerned and shit.
Yeah, I didn't think that I'd be so sore from a walk.
Yeah.
But I guess, you know, you walk for an hour.
But like sore, yeah. Like, you mean that's in your feet, your legs?
Because... Well, both. Yeah, both.
Because it depends also, like, on the shoes you wear.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true. My shoes were pretty, like, I wore my most comfortable shoes. They have like this little foamy inside.
Yeah.
It's not like the, you know, shoes that you get at Primark, for example. It just have, you know, the sole attached to the bottom of the shoe.
Yeah, it's just hard bottoms. You walk.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean I'm used to being on my feet. Especially, like, you know, when you're at photo shoots and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You barely sit.
Man. Not really. I don't, but yeah.
Oh, you don't. Okay, but I've been in like several times, and I barely sit. You know, and then when it's finally time,
I can
to
imagine
sit,
if you're like working and you have stuff to do all the
you're on your feet the whole time. Yeah, you're on your feet the whole time. It's like and then when you finally get to sit or try to sit, even it's hard to sit. Like, it's like you're
so you feel like you got to be doing stuff.
Yeah, it's like your joints got locked or something. Like, your knees don't want to click.
Yeah,
like, they don't want to fold. You're just like, come on.
It's like one of those like laundry drying racks.
Yeah,
you have to like unfold and
get unfold them.
Like, and then when you try to fold them, they just like don't click.
Yeah, because they've been like
legs
that.
Don't, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like stuck. You're just like, hey. Gotta add some MD40 on
it. WD40?
WD40. No. I don't even know what that is. I'm just like, what is that? WD40.
It's like a grease. Yeah, it's a lubricant.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, grease, oily substance.
But also, like, does it smell like kerosene, or what does it smell?
Yeah, like? Yeah, it's pretty. Yeah, I think so. Let me actually look it up. I don't. Yeah.
Because I was like, why would it ward off? Why would that ward off the spiders?
Penetrating oil protects metal from rust and corrosion.
Yeah.
Displaces moisture and lubricates almost anything. Almost anything.
Almost anything. Oh, they even got it here. Bananas.
I never knew.
WD-40. Yeah.
WD-40 spider. What do you call it? You try to get rid of the spiders.
Yeah.
Or like mosquitoes, like repellent. Mm-hmm. That's the word. That's the word I was looking for. It's probably the fumes, honestly, because it is an oil.
It says it has a lubricant-like properties that do not come from the substance itself, but rather from dissolving components.
Mm-hmm.
So just spray some WD-40 on places where spiders and other insects can get in, such as windowsills and door frames. It'll keep the spiders and other bugs out. So it's kind of like, yeah. It's not really
interesting.
Yeah, it's kind of like a repellent, but not like guaranteed to keep them away.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Apparently, it'll like fuck it, just like kill a spider almost instantly. Actually.
Yeah, I guess so.
God damn. Yeah, I've seen a video. Some guy just sprayed it. This spider just like curled up almost immediately. Well, damn, now you know.
Now you know.
WD-40. You got a spider infestation. Yeah, WD-40.
Shit. Insane.
There's also like home remedies, I guess. Like peppermint oils, supposed to keep them out.
Yeah, they're different things that you can use.
I think the real... Like, I want to get rid of mosquitoes. I don't care about spiders. Spider bro can stay.
Yeah.
Mosquitoes need to go.
Yeah, my spider bro is up there. Trying right there.
Up there in the corner. You got one already.
I got one right over there. I just saw him yesterday. I was like, oh.
I never knew.
Welcome. You just replaced the other guy. The other guy died last time. So let's see how long this one lasts.
Yeah. Yeah, I've already seen on my window. Open my curtain one day, this was like 3 days ago or something like that.
Yeah.
Open my curtain. It's a nice morning. A little bit cloudy, but it's all right. And then there's this gigantic mosquito just sitting on my window. On the outside, of course.
Is it the water mosquitoes? Like those big ones?
Yeah, big ass motherfuckers.
I hate those ones.
Yeah, me too. And I'm like, no. It's not this season already. Please, no.
Spider bro.
Don't let it be so.
Where are you, spider bro? I need you.
Come back. You were supposed to be here before.
Damn.
You didn't prep or anything.
Damn.
Damn.
But still, gotta deal with them. Can't leave everything to spider bro.
They'd be taking care of everything.
You can't eat all the mosquitoes, you know.
Yeah, that's true. It's only got such a big stomach.
Yeah. And also because the web is like situated in a specific part of the room, and these mosquitoes are like,
he's gotta wait for it. Yeah.
These mosquitoes wanna come beatboxing in your ear at night, like, ooh. Yeah. You're like, bitch.
Get the fuck out of here.
This is not 8 Mile. Take it somewhere else.
out of here. Go to the corner. Go to the corner. Not that corner. The other corner.
Not a corner. I remember I killed one mosquito once and I just like smacked it on the wall.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just like a dead mosquito on the wall, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, let's see who's going to come up now.
Yeah, they actually do. Mosquitoes will be actually attracted to other dead mosquitoes.
Yeah, but not for me. They never came. Another one never came. They're just like, it's always like, ooh, he real. Oh, shit.
Get out of here.
On the wall? Hell no.
I remember one night. This was last summer sometime. I was sleeping. I knew. I actually hadn't had a mosquito in my room for a while. So I was like, it's quiet. Too quiet.
Something is wrong.
Something's wrong. Like, I could feel something. I was like, there's something going on.
Something doesn't feel right.
I don't know what's going on. But I didn't really pay it any mind. And then I had to get up and go pee for like the third time that night. Because you can never just fall asleep. You have to sit there for a while.
You have to
reflect.
Reflect while you piss in the train.
So I got up to go to the toilet, and then like as I was exiting my bedroom, I'm like, yeah, turn the light on, turn around. Something in my brain was like, yeah, do that. And so I turn my light on, I turn around, there's a huge mosquito on my wall. And I see it immediately. It was like the first thing that I look at too. I was like, what the hell kind of observation hockey did I just
how did I unlock this power?
Yeah, how can I harness this for purposeful use?
Yes.
I need to be able to turn this on and off at will.
So why does it happen in the middle of the night?
Yeah.
I need to go pee.
When I need to go pee, yeah. Then, yeah. I managed to get rid of it, too. Like, it never left that wall after I disposed of it.
Yeah. Yeah, the worst is when they're like on the ceiling and you can't reach it with anything. So
you can't reach. Yeah,
and you have to take like a towel or you have to take something. Just be like, you know, and then you miss.
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to miss. I know that.
And you're like, where did it go? Where did it go? I know it's still alive.
Thing is, my ceiling's also like super high. Like I have higher ceilings than normal.
Yeah.
So I can't even reach it with the towel. Like I need like a two-story ladder.
You're like a broomstick.
To reach my ceiling. Yeah. No, even that, even with a broomstick, I can't reach it.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, it's like, it's pretty high.
It's insane.
Yeah, I know. Like sometimes it's because I live on the ground floor. Like for some reason, they designed the ground floor apartments like that. So I get other people from my building. They come see my place. They're just like, holy shit. Your ceilings are so high, and I'm like, I know, living lavish, right?
And you're so short. I'm like, wait, what?
wait, hold on.
Oh no,
back up a bit. What do you say? I said your ceilings are so high. No, the other part. I just said you're not Dutch. That's it.
Yeah.
Let's see how it.
Yeah, but spring is. On its way, but it's being a cold spring so far.
It's still pretty chilly out. It's like 9 Celsius right now. Real feel is 5.
It doesn't make sense.
I don't understand
the
real feel versus the
real feel versus the like if it's real feel, then isn't that supposed to be the degree
to be the real
like not estimated.
Yeah, I don't understand. Yeah, oh man, I was telling you a little bit off the podcast about this Canadian couple that I helped. I was coming back a couple days ago on the train, and I had this connection. This Canadian couple was just stood on the train, even though it was the end point of the train, and I'm like, you guys don't know where the fuck you are. Let me. So I get back onto the train before it like closes, and I'm like, hey, you guys know that this is the end point, right? You got to get off.
Yeah.
And they're like, what? No, we didn't know that. And like, oh, of course you didn't. I figured not.
No, of course not. Yeah.
So they're like, well, how do we get to Amsterdam then? I'm like,
it's like, with your mind.
Let me see. Like, I don't know. Yeah, with your mind. You teleport there. And yeah, so I led them onto the train. But the point of what I'm bringing up is that they're from Canada, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Canada, winters in Canada can be pretty cold, especially like, you know, where they're from.
Yeah,
it's like Ontario.
Yeah,
it's like pretty. Yeah,
for them this is summer.
Yeah, for them. Well, no, they were actually really cold here.
Oh yeah,
they were telling me like, yeah, this is pretty cold. Like, and I'm like. Yeah, you weren't here 4 months ago. It was winter 4 months ago.
You missed out on the ice.
You missed out on the negatives.
Yeah.
You got. We had 1 degree real feel negative 12 some shit like that.
Yeah, like the real feel.
Yeah. And they're like, holy shit. We're used to like 20, 30 feet of snow, but we never deal with this type of cold. It's like, I'm like, goddamn. It doesn't sound like that here.
For me, that's strange because like one of our colleagues is also from Canada, and then like when she was here, at least around this time of the year, I think as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm wearing a jacket and everything, like, you know, mm-hmm. and she's just there. She's just
like
out
in
here
in
a t-shirt. Yeah, in a tank top t-shirt. And I'm like, she's like, this is amazing. I was like, no, it's not.
Amazing. Ooh, it's amazing how cold it is. That's
yeah. It's like, you're crazy. Well, but I guess, I guess it also depends where they come from, Canada. I don't know.
Yeah, I suppose. I suppose it also has to deal with humidity maybe as well. I don't know how humid it is in their region, but...
Yeah, here it's very humid, so...
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is.
I wonder if they ever got to the central. Because I had to get on the same train. I was like, let me see what train you guys got to get on. And I was like, oh, it's the same one I got to get on. But I do get off before you guys, so
yeah,
just get on the same train and then you guys keep going.
Yeah,
until you're there. Yeah, I got off and I don't know if they ended up in. There was also stops. My stop, you know, it said Amsterdam in front of it. There's also like Amsterdam Sloterdijk. There's Amsterdam.
Yeah.
Media Park and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, you guys got to get off at Central.
Yeah, Central.
I know it says Amsterdam, but make sure it
not
says
all
Amsterdam
is all Amsterdam. Yeah.
Yeah.
Different parts of Amsterdam.
Yeah.
I mean, it's also the same with Utrecht. Like, you go to Utrecht, it's like Utrecht this, Utrecht that, Utrecht.
Or Hilversum too. It has Hilversum Media Park, Hilversum, Hilversum Sport Park.
I mean, it's the same in The Hague as well. Yeah. The Hague. Yeah, like five type of stations.
Yeah.
No stops.
Exactly.
Same Rotterdam. Yeah. But I remember also, like, the thing is, I always try to mind my own business.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like, sometimes I'm just like, let me just help these idiots, you know? And then, you know, I remember once it was like, I think we were coming back from the Christmas party or something. Like, this was like 2019 or something like that.
Uh-huh.
And I was leaving Amsterdam Central, as I said. And I'm going back to The Hague. So that means I have to go through Schiphol, blah, blah, right?
Yep.
Schiphol, people don't know, it's like the main airport. In the Netherlands, mm-hmm. which is like close to Amsterdam, but it's like further away from Amsterdam Central. So I'm in this train and I got my headphones on, you know, listening to my music, blah blah. And this Indian couple next to me, they were like, I was like trying not to fall asleep, but like, you know, I'm half asleep.
Yeah,
it's like what, fucking 5 in the morning or something, you know. So I'm just like trying to stay awake, and then these Indian couple next to me, they just tap me on the shoulder. They're like, "Hey, which stop is Amsterdam Central?"
That's been gone. We just came from Amsterdam.
Yeah, and I'm looking at them like. First, I thought like, "Am I still drunk?"
Yeah.
Like I didn't smoke weed, so I'm good. I'm not high.
Yeah. I'm just a little bit.
So I'm looking at them. I was like, where did you guys step in?
Yeah.
You know, and they're like, Amsterdam Sloterdijk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, ah, you went the wrong way.
Yeah.
You're supposed to go the other way and it's one more stop. So get off here. So I told him to get off at Harlem, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
And we were almost close to Schiphol. So I was like, just get off here now and then you can take like. And they're like, but which way is it? I was like, read the fucking board, guys. I'm not the. Like
I'm not the NS.
Yeah, I don't work for the trains. Control. Like, just read the board like anybody else. Like, next stop.
They have
Amsterdam Central.
Yeah. They even have like all the stops listed. Like it'll say like the direction
in the train.
That it's going
in
or the
train.
Endpoint.
Yeah.
Yeah. In the yeah.
I was like, why are you going the other way? Like, and I was like, can't you see that the end stop is Rotterdam? You're going south.
Yeah.
Supposed to be going north, like
yeah, that's also like what this Canadian couple said to me. They're like, well, yeah, but we were on platform 14B. That's what it said we were supposed to be. I'm like, I don't know where you got on at.
Yeah,
I don't. How do you? What? I don't know.
Like everybody knows platform 14.
Maybe you were on 14A. Maybe you took like an earlier train than you were supposed. I don't know.
I don't know your life story. I don't care.
Exactly. I saw you guys when I got in. You were already in.
Yeah,
before me, so
and I didn't pay attention to them, so I don't know when they got in, but I definitely took the train from Central Station, so
yeah.
For them to actually
you
tap,
either missed it or you picked the wrong
they list. Tapped me, they're like, excuse me sir, I was like, hey
hold on, don't be touching.
Can't you see the vibes going on?
Yeah, can't you see? I am not meant to be bothered.
Yeah. And I hated it. Like, once I was literally in Amsterdam Zuid, right? Uh-huh. I'm waiting for the train. The board says going to Schiphol and through Rotterdam, Utrecht. I mean, not Utrecht, sorry, Dordrecht. Right? Yeah. Literally on the board. That's what it says.
Yeah.
And I'm there like, well, this is the train I have to take because that's where I get off to go to The Hague. Mm. This lady, she gets onto the platform. She looks at the board. She's like, is this the one that goes to Schiphol? And I'm like, I looked at her. I was like, oh, we're playing this game now.
Yeah. Is that what we're doing? You can't read right now? Like, is that what you're...
I was like, je ne sais quoi.
Yeah. Parlez-vous français?
Parlez-vous français? I was like, okay, no.
And then she would have been like, oh, yes. Yeah.
She's like, ah, shit. I was like, literally, look at the board, man. I'm like, god damn it. I was
sometimes
just like,
it is like that.
Yeah, but then at the same time, you're just like, yeah, it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me indulge in your brilliance for the day.
Like, oh, good job.
Yeah. You're quite observant of industries.
Yeah. You deduced very accurately.
Yeah. I wonder how you get on with life. Like, how did you even get here? It's like when you arrived to the Netherlands, how did you
did
get
you
here? Yeah, were you lost at the airport too?
Yeah. Maybe you took the wrong plane.
This is not Germany.
Yeah. This isn't Belgium either.
Yeah. People are funny.
Yeah. But yeah, guys, let us know what you thought of this episode. Let us know if you've had any interesting traveling experiences with other people that you ran into.
Yeah.
Let us know if you've gotten lost too. We'd love to hear that story as well. How many boards didn't have accurate information, or maybe
or you don't know how to read. I don't know.
Or you don't know how to read. Yeah. Expose yourselves.
Exposed. But yeah, let us
know
what you think.
Of course, as always, give us a like, share us around.
Mm-hmm. We'll talk to you next time.
Talk to you next time.
Peace.